The way agencies develop regulations is about to change. Senators in the White House agree the time is ripe to transform a process called too long and complex. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, Jason, let's start with what's wrong with the current process.
Well, you hit upon two of the big problems. It takes too long and it's too complex. The third piece of this is not transparent enough. And when you put all those three together, you have a process that many believe is broken, many believe does not work any longer, and even more believe it's going to collapse on the weight of itself. Now, what's happening is that these reviews, these rules, these regulations are not being reviewed timely enough. And then once they are being reviewed, they don't ever get re-reviewed. So Senator Rob Portman is the ranking member of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Efficiency, Effectiveness, and Federal Programs in the Federal Workforce.
Each year, well over 70,000 pages of additional regulatory requirements are now published in the Federal Register. That's 70,000. And in the past two decades, the Code of Federal Regulations has expanded by as much as 25% to an astounding 180,000 pages. Many of these new rules do represent significant costs to the economy, regularly in excess of $100 million each year. Over President Obama's first 5 years in office, his administration on average put out more than 53 of these major regulations each year, a substantial increase over what President George H.W. Bush, what Bill Clinton and George W. Bush did each year, an average of about 45. So the annual cost of federal regulations now, we are estimating at $2 trillion, and this continues to grow substantially.
So you heard Senator Portman say 180,000 pages of regulations. There's no way anyone can follow all this. But it's not just the growth of the regulations over the last two decades. Witnesses and lawmakers say the government has built processes on top of themselves, and that additionally makes it more complicated. Catherine McFadden is the president and CEO of the Center for Effective Government. She says the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, or OIRA, often is a roadblock in itself, because the way it reviews proposals and then it requests more data from agencies, more analysis, and they don't adhere to their own rules to finalize these regulations in 90 days.
Yeah, I guess by any measure, this whole thing is out of control. So what are some of the ideas to fix it?
Well, there are plenty of ideas. So let me first start with Capitol Hill. There's several pieces of legislation. One of them is from Senator Portman and Senator Mark Pryor. They introduced the Regulatory Accountability Act of 2013 last May. Among the things the bill would do would to amend the Administrative Procedures Act to require earlier engagement between agencies, the public, and other stakeholders during this rule development. And this would be especially required during rules that would end up costing $1 billion or more. Another idea is another bill sponsored by Senator Agnes King, who is called the Regulatory Improvement Act. King testified yesterday before the subcommittee on his bill and what he sees as the problems with the regulatory process.
And we need to find better ways to ensure that we revisit regulations on a regular basis. And Roy Blunt and I introduced S-1390, which basically is a BRAC commission for regulation. And the idea is an independent analysis of regulations to come before the Congress with recommendations about whether they should be continued, modified, or eliminated. They'd have an expedited process in Congress. And this idea, by the way, came from the Progressive Policy Institute, and it's received quite a bit of positive attention.
Now, the hearing yesterday was part of an effort to learn more about these bills and how the subcommittee and possibly full committee could move forward with voting on several of them. Now, along with members of Congress's other ideas, Catherine McFadden, again from the Center for Effective Government, offers several ideas aimed specifically at OIRA.
Current policy sets a 90-day deadline for OIRA to review the rules and requires it to be transparent about the changes that it asks agencies to make. But the deadlines are often missed, and transparency is circumvented by informal review that can start at the very beginning of the rulemaking process. So what do we recommend? Once a rule has been formally submitted to OIRA for review, a failure to meet the 90-day deadline should be considered default approval, and the rule should be published. The scope of agency actions that require OIRA review should be limited. Congress should stipulate that OIRA may not review agency guidance documents, pre-rulemaking actions, or rules that are not economically significant. This would reduce its caseload and its workload. Agencies should not be forced to engage in resource-intensive exercises about paring back outdated rules. They need to be scanning for emerging threats and risks.
Now, McFadden says OIRA's staffing levels also are too low for all the work that they have to do. Over the last 35 years or so between 1981 and today, OIRA saw their staffing levels drop from about 90 people to about 45 people, so half as much staff. And as we've seen, regulations are growing by tens of thousands every year. McFaith says OIRA needs to stop trying to do so much and look only at economically significant roles, which she says would be anything that would cost more than $660 million. McFaith says that if OIRA stopped trying to do all those different things, they would be able to meet their deadlines better and they would have a better process.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, taking a closer look at what OIRA has done to try to fix the situation, how much progress has it made?
Well, they have been very busy over the last few years. Let's be clear. It hasn't been like OIRA has been ignoring this problem or the administration has been ignoring this problem. Howard Chalansky is the OIRA administrator. He says OIRA has been focusing on three main priorities. The first is ensuring the unified regulatory agenda is released annually. Now, this agenda tells the public all the rules or proposed rules under consideration over the next year and other large long-term actions. The next regulatory agenda is expected out this spring. Chalansky says he has two other priorities as well.
Of similar importance to the clarity and certainty of the regulatory environment is that rules, both new rules and those already under review, move through OIRA as efficiently as resource constraints and rigorous analysis permit. Reducing the frequency of extended regulatory reviews and working with agencies on rules that are already under extended review are key objectives for OIRA. Thanks to the tireless work of OIRA staff, we have significantly reduced the number of rules that were under review for more than 200 days. And the number of rules under review for more than 90 days is down considerably and continues to fall. In addition to improving the clarity of the regulatory environment through notice and timeliness, we are updating the tools the public can use to engage in the rulemaking process. We continue to explore ways to make improvements to our information systems that will increase transparency, including making the disclosure of information associated with regulatory review more complete, automated, and user-friendly.
A final priority is around agencies doing a better job of what they call retrospective analysis, asking themselves, do these current rules, do these current regulations still matter? They should still be used by the communities. Chalansky says he's trying to institutionalize this effort for agencies to review long-time rules on a continual basis.
One thing is to ask agencies to get into the habit. I think they've been really excellent in getting into the habit of identifying retrospective review plans, posting them, and every 6 months telling us which ones have you accomplished, which new ones are you adding, which ones are ongoing. So the retrospective review reports that we receive from agencies and we review prior to their posting them on their websites are, I think, a key part of institutionalizing and creating a mechanism, a routinized mechanism, if you will, within the agencies of looking for good targets for look back. But we have other things that I think we need to start considering, that we need to start working with the agencies on, to make sure that there is follow through on the plans that they list and that the plans that they have identified are really the valuable plans.
Now, Chalansky says retrospective reviews are really hard to do right now. He says there's not a lot of high-cost, low-benefit rules just lying around. And, in fact, he says a lot of what he'll call the low-hanging fruit has already been dealt with over the last few years. He says this week agencies actually will post their most recent efforts on the regulatory look-back. This will be the first update since July 2013. Chalansky also says there's plenty of success stories about how this retrospective look back has made a difference. He says, take a look at the transportation department. It's getting rid of a rule that would require truck drivers to submit and retain certain kinds of inspection reports. Once they get rid of that rule, OIRA expects the businesses that will save about $1.5 billion annually in terms of how much paperwork that they no longer have to do. Agencies also have improved and simplified the export control regulations in 11 of 17 targeted areas, and they have plans to fix the other six areas in the coming months. Now, Chalansky wouldn't comment on any of the bills from whether it's Senator King or Senator Portman and Pryor that would change the regulatory process, but I think overall no one really disputes that these challenges, the current procedures are not working, and they do need to be changed, they do need to be improved. So I think agencies, one big takeaway is change is coming, get ready for it. Another question is whether it comes from Congress or OIRA or some kind of combination of the two.
Jason, did you know, when Ms. McFate from CEG said that she would favor approval by default if the OIRA group doesn't get after something in 90 days, did anyone say, well, maybe it should be disapproval by default if you're trying to cut back on the underbrush of administrative government?
No, actually, that didn't come up, and it didn't. There wasn't a lot of reaction either from the lawmakers when she made that suggestion. So it's hard to see where that kind of lies. Now, if you look at the different legislation that's out there, that they don't address this approval by default if you don't respond in 90 days. So I'm not sure how that proposal is really gonna sit with the lawmakers.
And also, Howard Chalansky mentioned transparency. And right now, rules are published, in the Federal Register, and you really got to know what your industry is, what you're trying to find, to be able to find a rule. You know, you and I have both spent a lot of time rooting through that.
Every morning.
Yeah, it takes a while to get good at it. So the average American would really have trouble trying to find a specific rule that may or may not, affect their life. So did anything come up about how to fix the idea of the way the rules are written? It takes 100 pages to change a three-line law, in regulation, and also to make them easier to find.
Well, I think let's start with the way they're written first. The OIRA and then this administration more broadly, through executive orders and other memos, have told agencies to have that executive summary at the very top, make it in plain English, do your best to make it, tell us what this is about, and then people can either read the rest of it or move on. And things have gotten a little better. I mean, you're right, we read these rules. We go to the Federal Register quite often. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I understand what this is about. And other times I'm still scratching my head and go, okay, now I have to kind of struggle through these next 30, 40 pages to see, okay, what's the really real issue that they're trying to address here. The transparency issue they're struggling with, and you heard Catherine McFate talk about this. You're supposed to put out these comments and OIRA is supposed to tell you what changes were made, but a lot of times they do these kind of back office informal discussions. So, technically they really didn't make any changes because they never had these discussions, and she's very much frustrated about that. And I think Chalansky hears that, and what one of the things he's doing is trying to say, how can we improve the e-rulemaking site? Now, there were nothing hard specific changes that he wants to make, but obviously that's part of the process that's ongoing that they're looking at. So I think that's the transparency piece, unfortunately, is something that we are on a wait-and-see track for.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thank you for that one. I think it's going to be ongoing, though, huh?
Absolutely. It's not going to end anytime soon.